The jailer jingled his keys and started to whistle. What a good day, he smiled to himself. His prisoners were all locked up safely. The prison floor was swept. Now he could just sit in his chair and relax. Uh-oh, who's coming? A group of Roman officers arrived at the jail. They dragged two new prisoners with them. Meet Paul and Silas, said the officers. They're in trouble for preaching a strange new religion about salvation through Jesus Christ. We beat them with sticks, and now you must lock them up. Watch them carefully so they don't escape. Yes, sirs, said the jailer. I know just the place for these men. We call it the dungeon. The jailer and his helpers grabbed Paul and Silas and pulled them far inside the prison to the darkest, coldest, smelliest room of all. They won't escape from here, said the jailer. Then the jailer and his men pushed Paul and Silas onto the ground, right on their sore, bloody backs.
Ow! That must have hurt.
Lock them up tight, ordered the jailer. They stretched Paul and Silas's legs far apart and chained their feet to wooden blocks called stocks. Sleep tight, Paul and Silas, called the jailer as he shut the door and turned the key. The jailer returned to his chair. Finally, he could relax. After a while, he fell asleep. About midnight, the jailer dreamed he heard sweet, happy singing in the prison. He didn't know it. This wasn't a dream at all. His two new prisoners, Paul and Silas, were praying and singing praises to God. They sang so loud that all the other prisoners heard them too. How can they sing in the dungeon? Asked the other prisoners, surprised. Aren't they in pain? Why are they thanking their God? Suddenly, a mighty earthquake shook the walls and the floors of the prison. The locked doors swung open. The chains of every prisoner came loose. The jailer awoke and jumped to his feet. What's happening? He screamed. But when he saw the open doors, he knew his worst nightmare had come true. His prisoners had escaped. And what would a jailer's punishment be? Death. He pulled out his sword and raised it high. Wait! Shouted Paul. Don't hurt yourself. We're all here. The jailer dropped his sword and called to his helpers. Bring me torches so I can see. Then the jailer dashed into the prison and looked around. Sure enough, all his prisoners were there, safe and sound. Shaking with fear, the jailer fell down before Paul and Silas. What an awesome, powerful God they served. The jailer brought Paul and Silas out of the prison. He had one question to ask them, a big question. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? He asked. Paul and Silas looked at him kindly. Believe in the Lord Jesus, they said. You and your family will be saved if each one of you believes in him. I believe, shouted the jailer. He invited Paul and Silas to his house. He washed up their sores and fed them a meal. Then, in the morning, the town leaders set Paul and Silas free. Goodbye, friends, called the jailer from the doorway of the jail. But today, his keys jingled more joyfully than ever. Finally, he and his family had met the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Sparkies, here's what you can learn from the jailer's biography. Believe in Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Believers in Jesus can be joyful even during hard times, like Paul and Silas were. You can read more about the Philippian jailer in your Bible. Look at the New Testament book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 16 to 40.